Understanding the value you bring to the table is one of the most important skills in work, relationships, and personal growth. It determines how you negotiate, how you contribute, and how you build a meaningful life. Yet in modern culture, this idea is often reduced to the overused phrase, "Know your worth." While the slogan sounds empowering, it can become shallow when it is repeated without serious reflection. Real value is not something we demand simply because we exist. It is something we create through skill, consistency, judgment, and results. To understand your value, you must first define what value actually means. In most professional settings, value is the ability to solve problems, reduce risk, increase revenue, improve efficiency, or strengthen relationships. Some value is measurable, like sales numbers or production output. Other value is harder to quantify, like trustworthiness, leadership, creativity, emotional intelligence, and culture building. But all value has a common trait. It produces outcomes that matter to others. It makes someone's life easier, better, safer, faster, or more profitable. This is why "know your worth" can be misleading. People sometimes use the phrase as a way of demanding more without doing the work of evaluating what they are truly contributing. Confidence without competence becomes entitlement. Real worth is not arrogance. It is clarity. It is knowing your strengths, your blind spots, and the specific ways you create results. If you can't explain how you contribute, it becomes difficult to justify higher pay, greater responsibility, or stronger influence. At the same time, value is not only about the present. Sometimes you are being paid, hired, or advanced for potential. This is an important distinction that many people miss. A company might invest in someone not because they currently generate massive results, but because they see talent, coachability, energy, or long-term upside. A manager may take a risk on someone because they believe that person will grow into the role. Being rewarded for potential is a gift, but it also comes with an obligation. It is borrowed trust. Eventually, potential must become performance. If a person confuses potential with proven value, they can become complacent and surprised when opportunities stop arriving. Another key part of understanding value is recognizing that perception is not reality. In workplaces and in life, people often get rewarded based not only on what they do, but on what others believe they do. Sometimes strong performers are overlooked because they don't communicate well or advocate for themselves. Other times, mediocre performers rise because they manage impressions, speak confidently, or align themselves with influential people. This isn't fair, but it is common. Perception shapes opportunity. Yet relying on perception alone is dangerous because it is unstable. A reputation can change quickly, and if your performance doesn't match the image, reality eventually catches up. That is why a mature understanding of value requires both honesty and strategy. Honesty means taking inventory. What problems do I solve? What outcomes do I improve? What skills do I bring that others can't easily replace? Where am I weak? What would break if I left? Strategy means learning how to communicate your contributions, show your results, and build credibility through consistency. The goal isn't self-promotion, it's alignment. You want how people see you to match what you truly deliver. In the end, knowing your worth isn't about repeating a slogan. It's about doing the hard work of becoming valuable, proving it over time, and understanding when you are being rewarded for results versus potential. Confidence is important, but clarity is better. When you know the value you bring to the table, you don't have to demand respect. You naturally earn it.